role of Mercurius, you know, would come in very, very handy if he can come and see a full-fledged government in place, which is what the region is very much preoccupied with.
But the United Nations seems to be saying that the envoy was barred from entering Harare, not just the timing. What is your take on this?
No. We have a very good working relationship with the United Nations. They are doing a fantastic job. All agents of the Secretary General, you know, they've committed themselves to Zimbabwe, and they are doing a very good job together with the region, of course. And, you know, the meeting in Qatar between the Secretary General and the President went on very well. To the fact that it offended, you know, the very doctrinaire government in Washington, it wasn't happy with that meeting.
There are also reports that President Robert Mugabe has written a letter to Mr. Tsvangirai inviting him to join the government. Is this true?
Yes, this is fact. You know, as you know, the amendment is about to be presented to Parliament, and Tsvangirai should, you know, really be assuming his office. He's been a jaywalker all over the world when he's got a full-fledged office at work in the Mutapa building in Harare, where he could be sorting out the problems of the country, including as many passports as he wants, even diplomatic ones.